Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton from local radio station Your Harrogate, and welcome to the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. In this particular episode, I'm chatting to Dr. Jason O'Connor about back to school and children's health when it comes to obviously walking to school with their backpacks on, tips for posture, using things like their computers, laptops, tablets, that kind of thing. So without further ado, let's get stuck in. Dr. Jason, great to catch up. With regards to back to school, how much of an issue is posture for children right now?
Yeah, I think this is a huge issue. It's only growing. Obviously, it's an issue close to my heart because I've got two young children, and I always thought I'd try and limit the usage of it by stopping them using phones and iPads, computers. But the thing is, it's such a big part of their life and part of their school life and their education that you can't stop it. So it's trying to find a way to best manage it and limit the impact that it has on their health.
So with regards to those ways, trying to help them when they're at school or maybe doing homework, what are some of the first steps?
Well, first of all, is like, what is the time being used for? So if it is actual homework, trying to set a good time to do it and have a set time, and also have a good setup in terms of where they're doing their homework. So get them set up at the kitchen table or a desk, try and have it on if they're using an iPad, which I know a lot of them are at schools, is you can get little iPad stands, so it's lifting it up to it's at their eye level. Because the big thing is the position of the head when they're looking at these screens. So as soon as the head starts to look down and come forward over the center line of their body, the kind of weight load of the head goes up exponentially. So it's a bit like if you were to lift a dumbbell above your head, you could hold it there for quite a while. But as soon as you bring it forward, that kind of mechanical load for your muscles goes up significantly. So it's exactly the same with the children and their necks and their shoulders and the stress that's creating on their muscles. So if you just by lifting it up on a stand, instead of them tilting the head down and bringing the head forward, it'll help them bring the head back up over the midline of the body. So then they can safely sit there for longer without putting stress and damage, onto their neck.
We talk about a lot with children, whether it be at school or at home, the length of time that they spend in front of a screen. In an ideal world, from your perspective and looking after, whether it be a young person or an older person sat at a desk, what is the ideal time that we should all be spending in front of a screen before we actually get up, maybe do a bit of stretching?
That's a great question. And I think the real problem is the ideal time is no time, because we're not actually designed to use screens. You know, if you think, when has this technology really come in? It's only relatively recently. And they've shown that the human genome, our DNA, our blueprint, if you like, has changed by 0.02% in 40,000 years. So we're designed to be hunter-gatherers. So it's never an ideal time. It's never good for you to do it. But as I say, I understand we've got to use it as part of life. So it's kind of limiting the impact on it, like we said. So if let's say they've been at school all day, they've been using it at school, and then you wouldn't want them to come straight home and go straight on it, or playing on games, and then try and force them to do the homework later, because then that's just screen time from literally when they're getting up in the morning to in the evening. Because again, a lot of them, if they're watching TV, and it's the impact on the brain, and especially the younger they are, they've shown that as the brain's growing, developing, that the brain needs to learn through experiences and changes in environment. So, if you're learning about animals and you're just looking at a screen as opposed to actually going out in nature, walking, the sounds, the smells, it's a completely different learning experience. I think that's important, to actually get our children out. Otherwise, they're a bit like animals in captivity. We've shown, by far in terms of their learning experience, they learn better by interacting, being outside, movement. And again, this all comes back, if they're outside running around moving, their muscles and their spines and their joints are doing what they're designed to do, as opposed to being in a darkened room, crouched over, on the sofa, iPad on the lap, or looking from their phone even worse because their neck tends to be even further down and forward. So it's just trying to manage it and kind of think, how can we get our children into a healthier, natural environment? And I know we're all busy, and I think this is often the problem. It's quite easy if you're trying to make the tea, get jobs done, or here you go, is the iPad, is the phone. And I think we're all guilty of that. And it's choosing our battles. There's certain times that, you know, you need maybe to do that. But then if it becomes a habit and it becomes too easy, it may be easy in the short term, but in the long term, we're going to get bigger problems down the line in terms of our children's health, development, their education, all these types of things. Yeah.
So it turns out that all those years ago, when you and I used to watch TV, the kids on Why Don't You had a very valid point, saying switch off the TV screen and get outside and do something less boring instead. Yeah. They were promoting chiropractic care, who knew? So, I mean, with regards to some of the examples that you've seen over the years and the young people that you've treated, I've heard you mention tech neck syndrome. What does that kind of look like from an X-ray point of view?
Yeah, so what we're seeing actually earlier is degenerative changes into the neck. So a lot of people, when they think of arthritis, degeneration, they think of like trauma, like falls, injuries, whiplash. But what we're actually seeing now is that accumulative low-level stress, postural stress, is causing just as much damage, if not more, as acute trauma can cause. So like you say, it's slowly wearing the joints down. It's loading everything in an unnatural position. So we should have a nice C curve in our neck. And if you think, I was going back to the hunter-gatherers, what we did all day was walk around all day scanning the horizon. So our head was, our chin was away from our chest, our shoulders were back, and our eyes were upright looking ahead. Whereas, you know, you think now, you know, not just children, but the average person, they get up in the morning, drive to work, sit at a desk 6-7 hours, you know, drive back and sit on the sofa, and even then checking the phone. So it's like this constant looking down, which is then changing the curve of the neck. So we're going from the C curve to a straight neck, which again, think of like the spine should work like a coil, like a spring, and that's what the curves are there for when we look at the spine from the side. So as the head's coming forward, we're straightening that, we're losing that shock absorbency, and we're getting more jarring through the neck. So a bit like a car with no suspension. So the discs, these are like the spacers, the shock absorbers in between the bones, they start to break down, deteriorate, wear down much quicker when we're in this straight position. And what I'm even seeing now is that not only the neck is going straight, but it's actually going into reverse curve. So this means that the head, instead of being over the middle of the body, is now coming forward of the body, which is then causing the discs to compress and actually bulge back onto the spinal cord and the nerve roots. So again, this happens very slowly. So it's not something you would feel or you'd necessarily pick up when we look at ourselves or our children, because it's getting that little bit worse each day, you know, slowly getting worse each day over the year. So that you could compare it more to tooth decay or heart disease. It's something that's slowly accumulating. You know, it's not like not brushing your teeth once or having one fatty meal or skipping one workout. It's the accumulative effect of bad habits over a long period of time. So this is why it's so crucial with our children. If we teach them the importance of posture, how they're using technology, how damaging it can be to the health and long term early on, we're going to prevent so many problems. Because as I say, I'm seeing more and more people in now, you know, in the teens, their 20s, and they're already getting degenerative changes now, which could have been prevented if they were given the right information when they were younger, or the parents were.
So for any parent who's listening now, or even a young person, maybe somebody who goes to college or to school, Jason, and they're thinking, right, well, what can I do in between that screen time where I've got to sit down, I've got to do the work, but I need to stretch. Yeah. What are some of the basic stretches?
I think moving regularly. So like after 30 minutes, 40 minutes maximum, try and get up and move. And I always... simple stretch I get people to do is just go into a doorway. So you imagine like an open doorway, and you put your hands up in like a T, your arms up in a T position, and then put your hands on the door frame and your elbows touching the door frame, obviously an open door, and then lean forward. And what that'll do is really open up the chest, the shoulders, and it'll do the reverse of what you're doing if you're on a phone or an iPad or a laptop when you're in this closed position. So we kind of reverse that and open that all out. So yeah, probably a good idea if we put some stretches that, you know, maybe on the website that people can, you know, use at work or at home to kind of counteract things. So we do one called the YWTL, which is kind of a bit of a move on from that, where we can do more stretches, but they'll only take about 5 minutes to do. But that, you know, every now and again, doing 5 minutes of stretches would make a huge difference to the long-term health. But movement is essential. So walking, like you say, if you can walk to work or walk back again, if you can, or in walk to school, well, if you can, on your lunch break, getting out or making sure at the break times, because again, even sometimes at the break times, the kids have got phones at school and they're on social network and things like that when they're at school. So they're in lessons sat down, and then on their break times, when they could actually get moving and exercising, they're doing the same again. So just again, making sure we're using opportunities as much as we can to exercise and to stretch. And there are specific stretches that would target the upper back, the neck, what we call the posterior chain. So if you imagine you're sat, your body's in this flexed position. So we want to actually activate the muscles on the back of our bodies to open us back out again. And again, it's maybe not doing the wrong exercise, because a lot of people then, they'll go to the gym and they'll do sit-ups, chest, biceps, and this will actually kind of train the flexor muscles more and pull you even further forward. So a lot of the time some people are exercising, but not necessarily doing the right type of exercises for what they're doing in their working life or in school, college life. So it's matching the exercise to what's going on and what they need.
Now, this time of year, throughout the month of August, you go into any supermarket, you see the big back to school signs, they're everywhere. Parents are thinking, what do I need? Uniform and PE kit and bags. Obviously, new bags are always a big thing, even when we were at school. Can you, at a certain age, you know, how much weight should we be lifting, really, on our backs? And is there a particular way of even carrying something as simple as a rucksack?
Yeah, I've seen different statistics on what we should be carrying, and, you know, varying between 10 and 20% of the child's body weight. I don't think you can have an exact fit for that, because if you look at our children, they're all different heights and sizes, and some are stockier and stronger, some are, you know, thinner, and so you can't say this set weight or set percentage. But yeah, I think some of the time, I mean, look at my son's bag, and you know, he's got books in, he's got a big water bottle and all these type of things, and I thought, gosh, this is heavy. And I just looked at my son, and he just had a standard school bag that, you know, a lot of them have their own branded bags or with a, so I just said, look, we need to get a better bag for him. So we went to an outdoor shop in town, and we looked at the proper rucksacks, and he probably didn't like it, but I picked it with him. I said, look, you're getting one, you pick the one you want that you like, because I know he'd probably get a bit of stick from his friends, but I was more concerned about his health and his spine. So we went into the shop and we picked one together. And it had the proper straps on. And this is the important thing, is it needs to have adjustable straps. It needs to fit the shoulders. It was padded. So again, in some of the days he's got a bit more weight in, you know, it's not going to be uncomfortable on his shoulders and cutting into his shoulders. And there's ones that you can do the straps across the chest as well, which again just fixes things. And I think that's the important thing, because I see a lot of kids and they've got backpacks on, and some of them are like decent enough, but the straps are way too loose. So, you know, when you see it really low down on the back, and so they're leaning backwards, and they're getting like a over curving into their lower back because their bag is so low on their back. So the important thing is get ones with adjustable straps, pull them tight and get them over both shoulders. The worst thing is if they've then got it just slung over one shoulder, because you can imagine that's going to cause a shoulder tilt. Then what tends to happen is the pelvis compensates and lifts up. This is when you can get a leg length difference being created, and then it can lead on to lots, you know, ankle, knee, hip issues. And there's so many kids now complain of back and joint problems, and kids shouldn't get those problems. And people down is growing pains. I mean, all kids grow, but they don't all get pain. So I don't believe that all these kids are getting growing pains. It's actually they've got, you know, problems, mechanical issues going on. And I think a lot of it can come down to, you know, like we said, their posture at home and their seating position, their tech necks, that we talked about, but also their bags as well. So if we can get them over, as I say, both shoulders, get the adjustable straps, tighten them up so it's higher up on the back. And even when you're packing the bag, you'll see that all of it is like, they've got the heavy water bottle and books on one side, and then like a coat or something packed on the other. So it's even uneven. So even just packing the bag more evenly, I know it sounds silly, but you know, if they are walking school, walking back again, it's important that they're carrying it straight on their back. So just packing it a bit better as well. And then that can make a big difference.
It's like the boot of your car, isn't it? You wouldn't put, say, a load of heavy bricks over one tire and then, you know, something maybe your weekly shop over another tire, because otherwise you're going to put a lot of strain on that one side of the car. And it's funny you're saying that, because I'm thinking, I'm sat here listening to you, nodding my head, going, yeah, people used to say to me, oh, it's growing pains. Don't worry about it, it's growing pains. But the big thing when we went to school was the holdalls, like the Gola bags and the head bags, and they all slung over one shoulder. So we were all looking back one-sided.
Yeah, and you're always going to carry it on the dominant side, and then that's going to create that tilt. And like you say, if they're carrying quite a bit of weight and they're doing it, you know, it's not just one day, like we say, it's not one bad meal, but if you're doing it every day and they're doing it throughout, you know, all through secondary school, for instance, you know, when they're carrying more books and heavier items, you know, and they're growing quite rapidly and over that period of time, it can make quite a big difference to their spine and their posture, yeah.
So we've chatted about, obviously, the technique, tips on not spending too long in front of the screen. We realise that homework has to be done, but it's very important to get up and stretch in between. And there we've just mentioned the load on backs when maybe walking to school in the morning. There's never the age that you see people from here at O'Connor Chiropractic on Station Parade in Harrogate. It's never too soon, is it? Because, I mean, you treat even babies.
Yeah, we've had babies in a few days old, and people think, well, why would you take a baby to a chiropractor and they've got a bad back, they've got sciatica, they've got headaches. But birth is probably the most stressful thing that we all go through, even a natural birth. You know, the pressure, the force that goes through the cranium, the neck. And you've got to remember how delicate it is at that, you know, that age. And if there's misalignment, what we call when the spine comes out of alignment is subluxation. So if you've got subluxations that are forming then, it's like, well, if that's not corrected, what's the spine going to look like, you know, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years' time? So, yeah, I often see children older with more advanced, bigger problems because they weren't checked earlier on. So that's why the earlier better. I think like with your teeth, you know, I think the average person, someone goes to see a chiropractor is in the 40s. So imagine if the average age of someone went to see a dentist was in the 40s, what the dentist would be finding. Now, would the dentist want to see them earlier? Of course they would. So again, when I see people in and they've got all this generation arthritis problems going on, I biggest thing is I wish they'd come in earlier because I could do more for them. So that's why, you know, I want to see more children, because that means we can prevent more problems, you know, and that's a much better way of looking at health. You know, it's not about, you know, crisis care, putting out fires. We want to prevent them, you know, and that's the big difference. And, you know, if you look well enough and you spot these things early and get people in good habits early, you know, a lot of these bigger problems down the line, you can completely prevent and avoid.
So if a mum or a dad, parents listening right now, they're getting ready to get their little ones back to school and they are concerned, or they maybe just want their young people in the family to get checked out by you good self, what's a website where they can find out more and maybe look at those stretches as well to do?
Yeah, you can go to connorcairo.co.uk. You know, you can get all the information there. We're on social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and again, just drop us a message. We're all here to help and give advice. And what we're also doing over the summer, you know, up until the end of September, is doing like a half price offer. So if this is hit home with you and you are concerned about your children's health and posture, you can get them checked, and we're doing it at half price. Normally it's £80 for a child's assessment, but we're doing it at £40, and that'll be all the postural assessment. We do posture scans, we do nerve scans, we even have digital x-rays if needed, to review exactly what's going on, and then we can give you more precise tailored advice for that child, that individual. to make sure we get them as healthy as can be and then keep them well. I think that's the important thing, is the education side of it, and making sure that, you know, if you teach them good habits now, they'll continue them going forward into the future.
Dr. Jason O'Connor, thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete. It's been great. And really look forward to the next episode and again, just helping people with their health.
Absolutely. In the next month, we're going to be chatting about how O'Connor Chiropractic can help you if you're suffering with tension, headaches, migraines, general stress, and how they can improve your overall well-being. Don't forget, you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from, and also at yourharrogate.co.uk.